My name is Jermaine Harmon. I'm the Education Youth Development Specialist at the Young Adult Resource Center, and we are a program housed at the Salvation Army Houston Corps. The Salvation Army gets a lot of backlash about, you know, being anti-gay or anti-trans or anything like that. And so me being a gay black male in Houston who moved here from New York, not really knowing what my experience was going to be when I got here, that has not really been my experience. You know, the Salvation Army's mission statement is we're here to help people without discrimination. And this program in particular in Houston, that's what we're doing. I'm going to lead you through the tour. So we're going to go every step that the clients go through when they arrive. That's what we're going to do now. So we're here at the entrance, and this is where everyone comes. They come up these stairs. Moving on. Now we're going into the YARC common space. Excuse me. What's new in this facility compared to our old buildings? We actually have laundry and showers in this facility, which we've never had before. We were all super nervous initially about having a shower, especially having a shower so close to the common area. Some of our fears were kind of like, oh, someone's going to come out naked or dressed inappropriately. So how do we kind of manage and make that a functional space? The Tony's Place and YARC closet upstairs. So this is our current mock-up of our clothing closet, if you will. Now, it's usually not this clean, so consider yourselves lucky. But yeah, this is really it. So we try our hardest to kind of keep everything organized and separated, like by size and the type of clothing. So like jeans, polo shirts, button-up shirts, men's blazers. Donations during Harvey were like floor to ceiling, jam packed. Like, we had so many clothes, we could not even get in this room. We had so many cases of water that we literally could not walk up these stairs for like 2 days. I did not know that Harvey was even a big deal until my mom called. This is something that's kind of carried over to my life here in Texas. Like in New York, my mom would probably watch the news and see something coming before I would. And it was the same thing with Harvey. So she was like, what are you guys doing with Harvey? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't know anyone named Harvey. I personally have trauma wrapped around flooding and rain and things like that. Because when I was younger, my mom and I were trapped in a car in like a, I guess it would be like a ditch, like a paved ditch. The car was like flooding and water's coming in and we couldn't get out. And I was probably 7, so closer to Harvey. I remember by the time I left our building, it had already started like pouring. So I started freaking out and I was like, oh my gosh, it's not even noon yet. And so I kind of had to work on my breathing and say, you're okay. When I came to work that Wednesday, I did notice once I got inside, I was going to my desk and I noticed like our common area in the YARC space had been filled with random donations. And it's like, ah, where did all of this stuff come from? It was like a full house. Like hallways were full, the dining room was full, the front reception area was full of people, and people had just made like cots to kind of get inside of a building. For me, and my thought was kind of like, I made it. We made it.